And good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, it's been quite a ride, as it always is. It seems like every morning is an adventure with our president, and he had a tweet storm this morning launching another assault on his own Attorney General Jeff Sessions, questioning why the Justice Department chief has not done more to investigate alleged crimes by Hillary Clinton and those who have leaked information to the media. What do you make of this, Professor Painter?
I think we have degenerated into a state of complete chaos. Jeff Sessions is probably as a rock solid a conservative Republican as you're going to get. He got involved in the Trump campaign at the very beginning, or toward the beginning. I think that was very bad judgment on his part, because Trump is certainly no conservative. And what has happened now is it's all about Trump. It's all about Trump and his family and his campaign. And he's constantly reliving the battle with Hillary Clinton in his tweets. And now he's attacking his own attorney general, who has been a loyal supporter of his, a loyal Republican for many, many years. I think we've reached a point where the base of the Republican Party needs to think seriously about whether there is going to continue to be a Republican Party if we support this president. It's out of control, what he's doing to his attorney general. is demonstrating to many, many Americans that he's not fit for office.
What is the larger picture in your estimation? He obviously wants Sessions out for a reason.
Well, he obviously doesn't like the Russia investigation. And the fact that both his son and his son-in-law are now at the center of the Russia investigation, there was collusion in the Trump Tower. And what happened was that Attorney General Sessions rightly recused from being involved in the Russia investigation because he had worked for the campaign. He'd also had one or two contacts with the Russians himself that he had not completely disclosed in his Senate testimony. And after that, he did the right thing and said, I'm going to have nothing to do with this Russia investigation. And he turned it over to his deputy. So then after James Comey was fired, his deputy hired Robert Mueller. This investigation is going to continue, whether President Trump likes it or not. And if he wants to rip apart the reputation of a great senator who has been a loyal supporter of the Republican Party for many, many years, he can go ahead and try and do that. But it's not going to stop the Russia investigation.
And as you stated, this is the senator who was first aboard. The first big endorsement for Donald Trump came from Jefferson Beauregard Sessions. And now the president has turned on him. And yesterday, his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, described himself to Senate investigators as a political and foreign policy neophyte who met with Russians as part of a hectic and unconventional campaign, not as part of a plot to steer the election. Do you buy that explanation?
I don't buy any of it. I don't buy anything that Kushner's saying or President Trump at this point. I think the attacks on Attorney General Sessions demonstrate how we've now seen a clear divergence between President Trump's agenda, which is focused only on himself and his family, and that of the Republican Party and, of course, the United States. And this is where I think those who know Jeff Sessions know that he did the right thing. People really need to start thinking about whether Mike Pence would be a good president.
Well, the speculation is that President Trump would like Jeff Sessions to resign. He then gets to appoint an attorney general during a recess session without having to have approval from the U.S. Senate. The attorney general would then presumably fire Bob Mueller, who would, that would stymie the investigation into this Russian connection. Do those dominoes make sense, or is that pie in the sky?
Well, that may be what President Trump wants. He's going to do that. They try to do that to save his own skin. And his son and his son-in-law were colluding with the Russians. But it will be a bloodbath for the Republican Party in 2018. The Republican senators need to watch what happened to Jeff Sessions. He's lost his Senate seat, went to work for Donald Trump, and is now being pressured out of office by President Trump. A lot of them are going to lose their Senate seats if they don't focus on the need to have responsible leadership in the White House. That's part of Congress's job, and if they can't do that job, we're going to have both houses taken over by the Democrats. We've got to get serious about this now.
But is this a potential constitutional crisis? The president has fired the director of the FBI. He looks like he's about to fire Jeff Sessions, if Sessions doesn't get tired of everything and quit. And then the special counsel may get fired. What happens next?
That depends on what Congress wants to do. As I say, Congress either takes action at that point to remove the president and to replace him with Vice President Pence, or I think that the voters will remove the Congress in 2018. I think there's no two ways about this. The American people are not going to put up with it. This is clear obstruction of justice. President Trump has already fired the FBI director, attacked his former FBI director, the guy who, by the way, helped hand him the election by sending that letter about Hillary Clinton a week before the election. Certainly no liberal Democrat, James Comey. And now he's turned on his own attorney general, Jeff Sessions. How much of this are people going to put up with? And I think we've reached the end of the line here.
Professor Painter, the president says he believes he has absolute power to pardon, including himself. Is that correct?
I think he's wrong in his ability to pardon himself. There's no example of self-pardon in human history. Even the royal pardon given by kings were owed to somebody else. No king pardoned themselves. If they could have done that, a lot of kings would avoid going off to the chopping block after they got deposed. Makes absolutely no sense. Even the Pope says confession to another priest. You do not pardon yourself. It's just not the definition of the word pardon. Makes no sense. He can try that. He can try pardoning family members and associates in the campaign, which he probably, legally, those pardons would work. But that would be obstruction of justice. And I think lead to his impeachment and removal. And once again, if Congress doesn't get busy on this and focus on this problem, a lot of them aren't going to be around come the 2018 election.
But this has, as you're alluding, a political aspect to it. And in 17 states, the president's above water. He's above 50%. And we're in one of them in Louisiana. The people here still largely like him. He won here by 20 points. You're in Minnesota, different story there, although that state was much closer than anticipated. But these lawmakers in Louisiana show no inclination, none, the Republicans, of going against their president.
Well, the support for the president in the election was 6 months ago. We have polling data now on how people feel about the Russia investigation, and some of that depends on how you ask the question. We don't get right from wrong from polls. This is obstruction of justice. And the attack on someone who's such a rock-solid conservative, Jeff Sessions, shows that this is not about liberal versus conservative. And if Republicans don't wake up to this, Republican voters and particularly members of the legislature, we're going to have a disaster of the Republican Party. It is about right and wrong. Obstruction of justice. And quite frankly, what happened with Russia? Colluding with a foreign power in order to win an election is wrong. We don't put up with that in the United States. And we can't just deny that it happened. The email is right there describing what the meeting in the Trump Tower is about. It was dirt on Hillary, and they wanted the sanctions lifted. Three people showed up at that meeting and wanted the sanctions lifted. The Russians clearly wanted a quid pro quo. Team Trump took the bait rather than calling the FBI. And we've got to acknowledge that that was wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jeff Sessions is certainly no Democratic Party darling, and it is curious now that the Democrats are saying, hold tight, hold tight. He has become a sympathetic figure to those who despised him the most.
Well, people could disagree on policy. I have my differences of opinion with Jeff Sessions and some political issues. A lot of people have differences of opinion on a lot of issues. But at this point, this isn't about left versus right. This is about an attempt by the president to obstruct justice, to shut down the Bob Mueller investigation of collusion with the Russians. This time around, we're not talking about the president's sex life like we were with a Clinton matter, or even a petty burglary like Watergate. We're talking about collusion with a foreign power and the president trying to shut down an investigation. And it's not happening. The American people are not going to tolerate it.
Any chance that President Trump will resign?
I have no idea what he's going to do. From day to day, I find him to be very unpredictable.